Jesus has a table spread.
Hello, friends. I'm Brother Ricky Cawthorn, and I welcome you to today's Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast. I trust our broadcast will be a real blessing. And now let's come and dine around the Word of God together.
Hope to sweep the sun with Jesus all the time. Come and dine, the Master calls, come and dine. You may feast at Jesus' table all the time.
And I welcome you to the Gospel Pulpit for Wednesday, January the 7th. It is a great joy to be with you today on these great stations. And I hear from so many of our listening audience. Feel free to write us. Feel free to email us. Comments at gbiradio.org. We'd love to hear from you. You can call our offices 336-356-1560 or 336-372-5700. If you're a pastor and you'd like to get us booked this year to come into your church and to talk to you about the work, I'm not asking for a place to preach. 10 minutes of your time. And let us tell you about our work, what we're doing here at GBI. Now, radio does not take the place of the local church, but what we're doing is we want to reach out into other states, other cities where there's really not as much gospel, and we like to go on the radio in some different places. So we've got some ideas, and I'm going to be working on those this year now, getting those in order, and be announcing some things to you hopefully very shortly. So I hope you'll pray for me this year. I want to be what God would have me be. Amen. I want to live to help the people. I really do. I wished I had known 20 years ago now what I know now. Amen. I guess in 20 years, if I live that long, I'll say that again. But I want to be a help to God's people in this day, and I praise the Lord for you. Now, we got a lot of pastors and preachers and missionaries and evangelists that will be preaching tonight, and let's pray for them. I recently had a young man. Well, he's a little older, but he just recently took a church. A dear man called me the other day, telling about his one of my young preachers in my church years ago. And he called me today, said, "Preacher, I've took a church." Well, I'm glad for him. Amen. I'm glad for everybody that's serving the Lord, doing something for God. And I want you to pray for this man and his new work and pray for each and every one. Father, I love you, and I pray you'll have your will your way. Lord, do that is needed. Bless all our missionaries, pastors, preachers, evangelists, Lord, that will preach tonight and use them for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Well, we come to our message on prayer. This is our first message of three on prayer, and I believe prayer is important. I'm encouraging you to start your year out, number one, reading your Bible through. And I believe you need to read it through every year. I believe it'll clean you. John said in the book of John, he said, "Now you are clean through the word." And Jesus said that, "which I have spoken unto you." And this Bible will clean you. You may not retain it all. You may not understand it all, but it will clean you. Amen. And so I hope you'll do that. And then I hope you will also have a prayer list and pray. Amen. Let's go to our message on prayer at this time. The devil with prayer. Somebody said that the devil gets scared when the weakest saint gets on his knees. Well, I say this to you, friend, that prayers make a difference. And prayers bother the devil. Let me say this, if prayer wasn't bothering the devil, why did they make a ruling, I believe it was in one of the European countries the other day, that you couldn't be within so many feet of an abortion clinic praying? Let me tell you why. The devil is behind abortion, and all his demons are behind abortion. And let me say this to you. Now, if you've had an abortion, God will forgive you, and I'm not going to be down on you. I'm just saying Jesus loves you. But you know why they don't want you near an abortion clinic praying? Because the devil knows prayer works. The devil knows prayer works. The devil hates prayer. You see, the devil's smarter than we are. Us fundamental Baptists, we've quit praying. I mean, we have actually learned how to preach now. We're not as ignorant as our fathers were 50 years ago. We went to college. We've learned how to put a message together. And we've learned how to speak well. And we've learned how to be smooth. And we've learned how to be articulate. And we've learned how to have a little tack about us. And we've learned how to say things. But we forgot one thing. To fight the devil, we're going to have to pray. You will never win the battle against the devil when you don't pray. My friend, praying ought never be an option. Praying is not a choice, my friend. Listen to me. Everybody listen to me. We're losing our country. We're losing our children. We're losing our freedoms. Oh, you say, "Preacher, we're not losing our freedoms. We're having a big national revival and conservatism's on the rise." Conservatism is not what's going to help this country. the Holy Spirit. He said, I want to tell you, these little local governments, towns and communities, they're the ones controlling your life, not the federal government. And they're making all kinds of laws against the church. You ought to see, I saw, my wife read me a list not long ago of one of our attorney's cases. And this attorney has to defend preachers all the time for praying in public places. One of them got in trouble having a prayer meeting in his house. Can you believe that? Listen, brother, the church is under persecution today. You may not believe it is, but it is. You say, preacher, it's not bothering me. Well, us today, you tomorrow, friend. Roloff said, Roloff, today your church is tomorrow. Roloff is right. They're going to come in your church. Let me tell you something. Is it time to pray? Is it time for you, old Christian, to pray? Is it time for you, old preacher, to get with God? Oh, you talk about revival. You post things on social media about revival of years ago. You know, I'm tired of talking about revival years ago. I want revival right now. I want a revival that'll touch North Carolina. I want a revival that'll touch Kentucky. I want a revival that'll touch Tennessee. I want a revival that'll touch South Carolina. I want a revival that'll touch Idaho, Montana, Illinois, New York City, Boston. I pray for cities that God would raise church up. I want a revival that'll shake Atlanta, Georgia. Oh, we can have revival, friend. We can have it. We can have it if we pray. Let me read you Ephesians chapter number 6, verse 18. Praying always. Don't sound like there's no room for stopping there. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. Boy, right there's the key to praying. You see, if you pray in the Spirit, you won't just get down and say, Dear God, my name is Jimmy and I'll take all you can give me. You won't be swearing at God and demanding it, God. You won't be anointing chairs with oil and all that stuff. You won't be doing all that. No. When you pray in the Spirit, you'll come in the spiritual world with God and you'll say, God, your will be done. And the greatest day in your life is when your will becomes God's will. Amen. Oh, my friend, listen, we ought to pray. Let me read that verse again, Ephesians 6:18. Mark this verse and go back and read it. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit. And watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints. God said when we pray, we ought to watch for it to be answered. You need to watch and see what God does. That's why I'm big, and I'll cover this a little bit later in the study, but on the prayer list. On the prayer list, you can write things down when you start praying for them, and you can watch God answer them. I was looking at something on the prayer list this morning. I had a whole list of things I was praying on one page about, and I was counting how many things God had already just, in the last little while, just mark it off. It's done. I don't know all of what God did about that, but God told me to quit praying about it. Now, when you start praying, God will direct your praying. Let God direct your prayer life. Build your prayer, my friend. Build your prayer life. Your prayer life is, I go to the doctor physically. I have a good doctor who takes care of me. He's a Christian man. And I go to the doctor because I am concerned about my health. And the older I get, the more I'm concerned about my health. But I'll tell you something else. I'm concerned about my spiritual health. Some folk ain't had a spiritual examination in 20 years. Amen. I mean, brother, your prayer life is very, very weak. You know, people want to run to the preacher. Preacher, will you pray for me? Now, very seldom do I ever go to my pastor. Now, listen, I'm not mad. You can go to your pastor all day. And by the way, your pastor's there. But you know what? If you would pray and grow in the Lord, you wouldn't have to go to the pastor all the time. Most folk just want attention. They want to be petted. I hate to say it. We're living in the biggest day. We got to pet people to get them in the house of God. I've been saved now 48 years. Nobody's ever had to pet me, prime me, pull me, or beg me to go to church. Amen. And I tell you one thing, when you pray, it's between you and God. Amen. Now, sure, you can ask other people to pray for you about things, and we do that all the time. But there are some things I do not ask other people to pray for. I pray for them on my own. Amen. I watch and see what God's going to do about answering them. Now, I'll read you another verse. James chapter 5, verse 6. I'm talking about Seth turned a whole generation to God. Something happened at the birth of Enos, and the Bible said, then men began to call upon the name of the Lord. I believe Seth prayed 105 years he went before he had a child. I believe he prayed to God. I believe he begged the Lord. I believe he asked God. I believe those men saw him praying. Forgive me if I'm wrong. And if I'm wrong, God will straighten me out when I get to heaven. I don't want to say anything the Bible does not say. But I'm putting the Bible in its context. And it said at the birth of Enos, then men began to call upon the name of the Lord. What changed men? I believe this. I believe they saw God's miracle. I believe they saw God's seed line going on. And I believe they said, hey, if prayer works for this man, it'll work for us, and it produced a spiritual generation, my friend. Oh, that God would give us some young men. Young men go to college, learn how to divide a chapter, learn how to prepare a message. But in the middle of all of that, be open to the Holy Ghost of God. Be filled with the Holy Ghost of God. One fellow said he studied that. He said he got books on all the great preachers. And he said, I began to read, and their styles were different, and they were. But he said one common denominator, they were all filled with the Holy Ghost of God. Oh, my friend, listen, if you preach slow or you preach fast, if you preach expository or if you preach topical, if you just have a simple message or a deep message, it's okay. I don't care how you preach. But make sure you're filled with the Holy Ghost. And I tell you, you'll be, now let me read you another verse, James chapter 5. Verse number 16, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that ye may be healed. The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Effectual. Amen. Listen, that means affecting the outcome. Are you an effectual prayer like my mama was? Oh, my mama wasn't a, she didn't get on her knees and pray 5 hours a day. But I'll tell you, when she prayed, heaven listened to her. Amen. Are you effectual prayer? You know, listen, I used to hear men talk about praying in money and finances and things, and I've experienced a little bit of that lately. I've seen God do things for me mortal man couldn't do. I've seen God do things this year mortal man couldn't do. I'm talking about, do you affect the outcome? You know what prayer will do? Prayer change your life. I challenge you to get you a prayer list. I challenge you to pray for 30 days. If it don't help you, throw it in the trash can and say, Catherine's a liar. But I tell you, prayer will change your life. Prayer will change your thinking, preacher. Pulpit committee, prayer will change your thinking. Church, prayer will change your thinking. If you begin to pray about getting a pastor, you begin to pray about what you need to do. And I mean really seek God, it'll change you. Prayer will change your life. It'll change you. It'll grab a hold of you. It'll get the junk out of your life. Amen. You won't have to worry about it. You get talking to Jesus and he'll change you. I used to say something. I don't say this anymore. I used to say reading the Bible is you talking to God and praying is God talking to you. That ain't true. That ain't true. I had to back up on that statement. A lot of preachers say that, but that's not true. You see, Bible reading is God talking to you. But prayer's a two-way thing. Prayer's you talking to God and God talking to you. Amen. The songwriter said it like this. I come to the garden alone while the dew is still on the roses and the voice I hear falling on my ear. The Son of God discloses and he walks with me and he talks with me and he tells me I am his own and the joy we share as we tarry there none other has ever known. Prayer changed your life. Amen. Can I tell you this? Prayer changed this nation. Well, friend, we come to the end of our Wednesday radio broadcast on this January the 7th. The message you just heard is available on CD recording or on by email. You can email us comments@gbiradio.org or write us The Gospel Pulpit, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina 27017. The CD and the email is free of charge. If you feel led of the Lord to help us with the ministry, that'll be between you and the Lord. If you're making a check, make it to GBI. Hope you'll have a great night in the house of God tonight. Lord willing, we'll join you again on tomorrow. Jesus. Well, friends, I want to thank you for listening to today's Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast. Address your cards and letters to The Gospel Pulpit, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina 877-207-0117. I'm Brother Ricky Cawthorn. I hope you'll tune in again on the same station at the same time for another Gospel Pulpit radio broadcast when we come and dine around the Word of God together.
All the time, He who fed the multitudes turned the water into wine to the hungry.